We have a principle in Kola Torah Kuo in Halach of Shomea Kona, that we use Shomea Kona in different areas. We're going to say Kiddush. So Kiddush, everyone is chayiv in making Kiddush Friday night. However, one person makes and everyone listens, it works midin Shomea Kona. So that's the general din of Shomea Kona. So there's a shaila in the poskim. What about Shomea Kaone regarding Birkas HaGomel? What about regarding Birkas HaGomel? Let's say, and it seems to be admitting in Minhag in different yeshivas, let's say 20 people show up to Eretz Yisrael together, in, assuming an airplane flight is Mechayev in Birkas HaGomel. So the Minhag is in many places. One person makes and the other 20 people listen. So, is that a good minhag? Is that something appropriate? We should rely on Shomea Kaone, or perhaps Shomea Kaone doesn't apply by Birkas HaGomel. That's what the Gemara in Nidalad in Brachas discusses. Rabbi Yehuda was sick and he got better. There was Talmidim said to him, Baruch Hashem, you got better. God took us, God left us, left you for us instead of putting you in the grave. Or to paraphrase along those lines. So Rabbi Yehuda said, great, you exempt me from saying Birkas HaGomel. I was Yotzei with your Birkas HaGomel. The Gemara said, but Rabbi Yehuda didn't say it. The Gemara answers, he answered afterwards, he answered Amen after the Bracha. So what's pshat in this Gemara? That Rabbi Yehuda was Yotzei with the bracha of his Talmidim. Talmidim weren't even Mechayev B'davar. So the Torah. So what's the pshat in the Gemara? That Shomea Kaone isn't enough, but you could answer Amen. So what's that all about? So the Torah quotes from his father, the Rush. As the distinction is that the students, Rabbi Yehuda, were in Mechuyev in Birkas HaGomel. So we only say Shomea Kaone if you hear from a Baruch Yehuva. But since he heard from a non-Baruch Yehuva, that's why he had to answer Amen. That's the way the Torah learns. In other words, Masha, from the simple reading of the Torah, if everyone was Mechuyev B'davar, like if all of them came, they had the same trip, or they were safe from different dangers, and now they're making a gomel. So therefore, one could be Yotzei with Shomea Kaone. You only have to answer Amen if you hear from Einu Mechuyev B'davar. So the stipe was bothered by, like, how could you be Yotzei with Shomea Kaone? We know the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, you have to be a Baruch Yehuva B'davar. How exactly does Amen help the situation? If Shomea Kaone doesn't work because they weren't in a Baruch Yehuva, so how does Amen help? So the Stipor has a little different understanding than the Torah does at a Rush. He says, really, everyone has to make their own gomel. In other words, really, even if 10 people were saved, 10 people were on the plane, 10 people were saved from wild animals, burglars, arm robbers. The MS is, each one has their own chiyuv. In other words, by Kiddush, everyone's the same chiyuv, so Shomea Kaone works. But really, when it comes to Hakaras HaTov, everyone feels it differently. So therefore, even if you are Mechuyev B'davar, it really shouldn't work anyway, as we know from the Avid Drum. The famous Avid Drum writes regarding Modim D'Rabbanan. How come during Chazaras HaShatz, the Chazan says everything and we just listen? Yeah, when it comes to Modim D'Rabbanan, we respond. And the Avid Drum writes, because when it comes to Hakaras HaTov, when it comes to saying thank you, you got to do it yourself. You got to make the phone call. You got to thank the person. You can't just go ahead and rely on someone else. So you need to say it. So the Talmidim, so how does the Amen help? Because the Talmidim, it wasn't a bracha of Atala. They felt it, that the Rebbe was saved. So it was meaningful to them, but it's not the same as Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda himself was the one who almost died. So Amen, it's like it's mitzaref you to the brachas which come out. So according to it, the Torah understands the rush. You only have to answer Amen if the person's not a mechuyav davar. But from the stipend's understanding, it's mashma, even if they're both mechuyav, but since everyone feels it differently, so therefore you have to answer Amen, because their feeling might not be the same as yours. And in fact, I think Rav Abadi says also the pshat is like he doesn't like the minig about being Yotzei Shushamei Kaone, because he thinks from that Gemara it's clear, it was recognizable he was doing it for the students were doing it for Rabbi Yehuda. But in, so if it's clear when everyone's making a gomel for everyone, it's for everyone else, then maybe it's okay. But if first it's just making a gomel and it's not recognizable to others, so perhaps then you have to make your own gomel, or perhaps then you would have to answer Amen. So that's the minig where people come and they all make a gomel. So the psak of the Torah, the rush is that if they're all mechuyav b'davar, so then you can be yotzei Yerushalmei HaKohanah. And if they're not mechuyav b'davar, according to the stipend, even if they are, but each person has obligated differently, so then one would have to answer Amen, to the bracha.